Namad Hasifa. Namad Hasifa is embarrassed bread, shamed bread. What was Namad Hasifa means that if Ne'il Me'emes, we will get things that we don't deserve, we'll be embarrassed. A person of integrity, he gets things they never earn, so it's embarrassing. People feel that sometimes. Sometimes people say accolades about a person. Or a person that people attribute certain things to a person that's not true. So you feel embarrassed by it. You didn't do anything. You feel embarrassed. So that's a midah that's part of a human nature. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure we have the ultimate tov. The ultimate tov is to be kone the brachos that we get later on. Otherwise, we'll feel a sense of busha. So in this world, the parallel to that is that not to want what other people have, leisachmoy, and to only want what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. Just like in the Olam HaEmes, a person will only feel comfortable if he gets what's coming to him. So in this world, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to only feel comfortable with that which really belongs to us. So that's why the overarching dibur, and the one that has to be most amplified, is that of Leisachmoy, because that's the yisoid of the bria. So the bria is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to earn and feel that that which is coming to us, that which we get is coming to us. So that's what I was thinking. Since the yisod of the bria is that what gives the world meaning, what gives all of our avodah meaning, is the directitude of earning something, is the sense of kinyan and bailus. So if a person lives a life where he violates leisachmoy, where he's a thief, so he violates. Many sfarim point that he violates the basic emunah. Person who wants something which Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give him, so that's a chesaron in emunah. It means Kodesh Baruch Hu is not taking care of him. Right? A person who steals from somebody else, it's a violation of emunah. A person who tries to do things that are dishonest, ultimately it's a violation of emunah. Because he's not in mind that Kodesh Baruch Hu is taking care of him. But in a deeper level, it means that a person is undermining the yisoid of the bria. Because it means that he thinks, in his mind, there's a comfort level to something which doesn't really come to him, which he didn't really earn. So if that's true, so that goes against the whole basis of the Olam HaVayda. So I thought maybe that's why, like Nechtam Gzar Din El Al Gezel, and why, because then also it's up against the Ritzicha. But Azara, so why should Gezel be the Kaveya? Because in terms of the integrity of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bria, so Gezel is more important than other Averis. So that could be why Kodesh Baruch Hu says Leisachmoy. It could be, and Leisachmoy also is the Dinei Momenus of the Seres Adibris. Leisachmoy is Nefashis. Leisachmoy is the Dinei Momenus, it's the Chayshin Nishma, the Seres Adibris. It's interesting that Kodesh Baruch Hu phrased it in terms of Leisachmoy. He didn't say Leisigzo. Because the Pesha, the evil in Gezel, is wanting something that's not really yours. So in Mela, most of Mishpatim is Torah, is Nezek, is Gezela, different forms of Gezela. That might be why Kodesh Baruch Hu was Marchiv, that Dibur first. That's the first Ramban makes that. But look, so let's, we have to decide. There are several important Rambans at the end. One is the Seder of the Sina Satora. It's an interesting Ramban number, the Zara, Chav Hei. Right, but the most famous one probably is Yid Aleph. Let's look at Chav Dal Yid Aleph. Let's look at that then. unless you're familiar with it, then you can. Kov Dalit Aleph. The Torah says, Vayirus Elohei Yisrael, Elokei Yisrael, Vesachas Raglov, Kemase Livnas Asapir, Etzem Ashomayim Latoya. Right? Vayirus Elokei Yisrael, the Pasuk before, Vayal Moshe Biyarim, Nodavi Vashim Zikna Yisrael. Vayirus Elokei Yisrael, Vesachas Raglov, Kemase Livnas Asapir, Etzem Ashomayim Latoya. They had some kind of Mar Nevuah. A Mar Nevuah that combined the Shivud, Maisa Lidnas Asapir, and combine the vision of Geula Ke'etzem Hashemayim Latoya. Ve'el Atzilei B'nei Yisrael Yishalach Yodoy. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not attack the nobility. Vayechus was Elikim, Vayechum Hayishtu. And they perceived the Rabbonu Shalom and they ate and they drank. So now, so Rashi's approach is that something went wrong over here, and they were chayav misa, velatzilei b'nei Yisrael l'sholach yodoi, but they were chayav misa, ru'uyim nishalech m'yad. Why? Because vayach zulekim, vayach l'vayishtu, vayach l'vayishtu, vayach l'vayishtu, vayach l'vayishtu, they had this great vision, and they were partying. So that was a terrible thing. And there are many Rashi's that are based on this pasuk later on. And then the Baloischa, the Petir of Aaron's children, comes back because it's Vayal Moshe Aaron v'Nodav Aviv v'Shim in Israel. So a lot of the so Rashi points to that this Aveira, L'Sholach L'Yavish Baruch Hu, did not attack the Zikdiskanim then, but there's a later time when the Baruch Hu did complete the move against the punishment for the Zaveira. So Ramban has a few comments. The first one on Pasuk Yud, this is Rashi. Pasuk Yud, he says that it's a Marin of Vod, plus the Ibn Ezra. And he quotes various psukim that point out that it's a Marin of Vod. And at the end he writes, Ve'al derech ha'emes. Al derech ha'pshat, when it says, Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael, Lemrek Yizchus Yisrael Aviyam Imahem Lizakosun Amarazos. That they had some kind of, what's Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael? It means that they were zoche to have this nevuah. Al derech ha'emes, he says that He says that the point of this is that the rest of Klal Yisrael, it says, was Yishoy HaGadoyla. But Etzile B'nei Yisrael, they saw Lekei Yisrael. So the point is that they had a greater level of Nevuah, as is indicated by the various Mechitzas, the various places they stood. Then it says, Vel Etzile B'nei Yisrael, Ramban Yid Aleph, Hei Noda V'Aviu V'Azkeinam Anizkarim. The Korim came, Ki Netzal Aleim Ruch Elokim. What is that? Tzilei B'nei Yisrael, those who had some of the nobility of Nevuah. Netzal Aleim, they were graced with Ruch Elokim. She Netzal Aleim Eruchoy. Oy Agdoilim, She Netzal Aleim Kavoy Min Amalchus. V'tam L'Sholach Yodoy. Babur She'omar Va'koinim Va'om El Al Yar Su'la Lois El Hashem Pen Yifroitzbom. So he says for Keret. He says that l'shalach yadi means not, it's not like Rashi learns as a diyuk that they were u'yim l'shalach yad. No, for Kerek, he says it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they were zoyche to this, as he said in the previous part. That's the pshat. Va'yirus l'kei Yisrael, they were zoyche to this. V'letzile v'nei Yisrael l'shalach yad. You shouldn't think that they violated, that they're in violation of any of the gedarim, that they saw more than they should have seen. No. This is what l'shalach yada, because they kept halacha properly. This was what the urge was coming to them. And he explains, v'tam v'yichlu v'yishnu. It sounds like a not. It sounds like a pasuk that doesn't read well. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not hurt them. They perceived the Kadosh Baruch Hu and they ate and they drank. So Rashi says that was an aveira. Ramban says, since Ramban understands that Elat Silei B'nei Yisrael Leisholach Yodoi is a positive thing, so therefore he goes on to explain, V'tam v'yuchlo v'yishtu sh'ochlu shom ha'shlamim v'tachti sahor l'fnei l'ikim terim sh'yushuva el o'aleim ki ha'shlamim tunim n'chitzim v'necholim Yerushalayim v'fnei n'achoyima v'bishil v'kol ha'roye v'kanu n'chol l'fnei ha'mizbeach tachas sahor v'loi b'machane. So Ramban says, like a brisk report, that this had the din. Tachtas Ahor had a din of a greater level of Kedusha. That's the Ramban later on in Truma discusses how Mikdash is the Hemshech of Matan Torah. So one of the points that he builds this idea on is that in Beis HaMikdash there are different levels of Kedusha, Malei Satu and Malei Kedusha. That concept of Malos Kedusha is introduced as in physical Malos Kedusha was introduced in Matan Torah. So that was maintained. Kosh, Kain Gadol, then you had Kosh, then you had Zara. So the same thing was true. That idea was developed at, like, only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go Nichnas and then Rafael, only Kain Gadol. So he says over here that the Tachtis Ahor had a din like Yerushalayim, Zekor and Shlomim. So they couldn't take the Shlomim back into the Machane. That was like outside of Yerushalayim. V'kanu nechol of neiris beya. V'tam v'yishtu she'osu simcha v'yomtif. Right? And so they were entirely appropriate. They made a yomtif out of it. Now the Ramban says, ki kein choyva l'smoyach v'kabola satoru. Tashetziva v'ksavom kol divri ha-toyra alo avonim v'zavachto shlomim v'yachalto shom v'somachto lifnei Hashem l'kecha. So Zeraya is, from the end of the Devarim, that there it says again, that when there is another aspect of Kabbalah Satorah, that's when they cross the Yarden, so then it says, you will write the Torah in these stones, right? That's some form of Hafotza Satorah. So he says, and you'll bring Shlomim, V'somach, V'shomach, Kecha. So apparently Ramban says that apparently is part of this principle. That when there's an important event of Kabbalah Satera, so then that becomes a moment to celebrate. Uksiv b'shleima achachma v'amadu nosum l'cha miyad v'ayov v'yirushalayim v'yas mishnuchal avodom Omer b'lozer mikan she'osin mishnu v'yigom v'shul Torah. So this is the best source we have for the idea of Asiyim, or the idea of Simchas Torah. V'nemar v'dovid amid v'znadim l'binyan b'sam v'kdosh v'yidhu l'Hashem z'vachum v'yalu o'ilis l'Hashem v'yichlu v'yishlu v'nei Hashem v'yim ahu v'simcha g'doyla v'avkan v'yoyim chasunas ha-Torah kein osu. So his final raya is when they put together all the things they needed for binyan bayis rishon. Alright. Save Yisod. It's a double-pronged Yisod. Number one is that there's a mitzvah, a chayva, of celebrating Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So that we know, Shalom Melech made a 14-day simcha, which even overwhelmed Yom Kippur. It was even Deich Yom Kippur, so that we know. And the chiddush of the Ramban is that from Vayechlo Vayishtu, that there's a mitzvah l'smoyach. Right? There's a theme that the Ramban has, we saw it already by Mora, the importance of Kabbalah Satorah b'Simcha. Everyone had a memory had by when Klal Yisrael came to Bayoyim was apostolic. Last week's parasha. V'chodesh ha'shlishi l'tzeis b'nei Yisroel Mitzrayim v'yoyim hazeh v'ovid v'rasinu. The Ramban says that pasuk is there because they celebrated. Otherwise, the pasuk is unnecessary. The next pasuk, v'yishim refidim v'yoyim hazeh v'ovid v'rasinu. But that's the pasuk that they celebrated coming to Sinai. And the Ramban has it in this week's parasha again. Maybe of Kabbalah v'simcha. In the middle of pasuk aleph, chav dalet aleph, ve'elam mishpatim shetoch l'vnei v'kibul akol v'simcha. Alright. So Ramban is another yisod that there's a chayva to makabel torah v'simcha. Where do we see this yisod in halacha? The Gemara says that an any yomtiv, if a person wanted to do kulei l'Hashem, it'd be mutter. The three exceptions. Three exceptions are shavuos. Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Right. So the Gemara says Shavuos. Why is Shavuos an exception? So the Gemara says because of Matan Torah. That's the Yisoy. That's Purim is Kibbul Kiblu, and Erev Yom Kippur is also Kabbalas HaTorah Luchos Shniyos. So you see that the Gemara says that that's something that even if a person could be Makayim. The mitzvah of Yom Tov, the simcha of Yom Tov, with Kul Hashem. But when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah, counterintuitively, there it has to be Mekuyim Aide Yachilu Shtiyah. That has to be exactly why the Rishonim give different svaras. Except Sofer has a svara that if we would not celebrate Kabbalah Satorah with a physical simcha, so it would look like that we see it as a burden. So the way that we clearly indicate that it's not a burden for us, you celebrate Geulas Yisrael, no one's going to say this is a burden. You celebrate Hashgacha Pratis of Sukkah, no one's going to say it's a burden. But Matan Torah, if you're sitting all day Matan Torah and you don't eat or drink, you learn from morning till night, there's no Yom Tov, so it will look like, it could easily be interpreted and communicated that we are... that we accept it, it's a chayva, we gotta do it, but as a burden. So, davka to inculcate within ourselves and to communicate, it has to be done b'simcha. Breuer had a different approach. His approach was that there's an indication that we understand that the purpose of Torah is to impact upon the physical life. So, however you say it, that's the principle which the Ramban is referring to over here. So, where does it stem from? What's the beginning? The beginning is Matan Torah, all right. And then, as we said before, when they would cross the Yarden, lo yibo avrechem v'se Yarden to kibu asavon nava eila shenochi metzave eschem. So it's hard to explain this exactly. I don't fully understand this, but somehow this is related to the bris of our Gris and Barevo, which is another element of Kabbalah Satorah, Kabbalah's Habris. So then also, v'zavachto shlomim v'yachal toshom v'zavachto t'neshem l'kecha v'chas savto l'avonim v'skol divi ha'teret v'zba'er heitev. So this was, again, however you're going to learn what was going on over here, but it was some element of Kabbalah Satorah or Afotza Satorah. Bar Heite means in Shim L'Shoynais. So there was something happening over here that had to do with the maintaining a recommitment to Kabbalah Satorah. However, what is instructive in this Ramban, and most notable in the last, and this we pointed out many years ago, that I saw that Rabbi Reichman, when he published the Rishimus Shiurim, I believe it's on Sukkah, I'm not sure. So the very last page, he has an oros that the Rav once made it at a seal. And then he quoted his father, Rav Moshe, and he said the same word on this Ramban. What is notable for this Ramban is that the party is taking place before the accomplishment in learning has happened. What's the raya? The best raya is from Dovid HaMelech. Bisnadban lebinyan beis hamikdash. The party was when they donated everything. They hadn't built the beis hamikdash yet. So the party should be Shlomo HaMelech made the party b'shas binyan beis hamikdash. Why they partied? Because they had all the wherewithal. It's a good thing to do. So you got the building fund going. So before you have the building, you have all the money in place. It's a tremendous thing. Right? But that should be the party that the Ramban refers to. And that should be compared to Matan Torah. Now the emes is that here also, when it comes to, according to Ramban, so this party takes place. According to Ramban, this Vayichlu v'yishtu is this the Pesukim are in sequence. So they had accomplished some significant part of learning, but we're only in the middle of Mishpatim. So we still have most of Torah to learn still. Because Baruch Hu is still going to be Megala Torah, there's still our besides Avos Moed, there's all the Binyan HaMishkan. So even if you'll say that Mishpatim is, they learned everything in Mishpatim with the Duke Allah. Nope, it's still most of our Achayim is not here. Most of your day is not here. And a significant chunks of your day there. Right? So you have a huge chunk of Cheshire Mishpat is here. Almost all Cheshire Mishpat. But why the party now? So you see from and even with Shlomo HaMelech, so this raya is, we're not sure exactly what happened with Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, Shlomo HaMelech, HaChach Mamadu Nosum Loch, Miyad, Vayobi Yerushalayim Yas Mishu L'chal Avodah. This, you can argue, but the Ramban stresses Nosum Loch. Shlomo HaMelech now knew everything. I don't know if he had studied everything in that, he had the ability. He had the resources to study everything there was. Now, does it mean that when he woke up in the morning, he already had understood and perused Al Chachma? Or it means that the Baruch Hu Nosan Mesechlimus, so the Ramban stresses V'amadu Nosan Lacha. So it would therefore seem that the Simcha is a Simcha B'Kambolas of Torah, not as one necessarily when one completes Limud HaTorah. So the point that the Ramban is making is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this new koyach, this ability, that we now have new tools, new insights, and we have the ability to see Chochmas Elokus. So that's when we are Mesamech. We're Mesamech at this tremendous opportunity HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The emes is that is probably a more comes more natural to people, right? The shechayonu you make meikir adin, the shechayonu should be made b'shas kinyan begad. So, Shulchan Aruch discusses, as opposed to discuss, it's a mogen avram that if the began has to be altered, so then you make the bracha b'shas levisha. Right? But why b'shas kinyan? Should be l'chayr. You would say when you have more simcha when you come home from sims, or you have more simcha when you put on for the first time, right? Even like the gavi achilas pri, meikir then it's b'shas ruhiyas pri. So we postpone it till achilas pri. So apparently, you see, the Chazal understood that there's a genuine simcha, part of human nature is a genuine simcha at the time when the newness is introduced to you. I have a new beggar. So when you have a new beggar, it's like potential and kinetic, right? The greatest potential at the first moment introduced. Once you use up some of the potential, all right, so I work for the first time, so we're the second time, third time, it's already one of a series of events. But b'shas kinyan, so that's when that sense of ischachos, apparently is new, is greatest. So Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Ramban understands that that's what the simcha was at this point. Vayechzu was elikim. That means they perceive now that we have the ability to understand everything through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchim. the ability to understand the Baruch Hu's machshavos. It's a tremendous simcha. So they'll go on and they'll learn the different parashias, and the Baruch Hu's into the different parashias. But the simcha apparently is the greatest when you just sit back and say, I have the ability to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Shlomo HaMelech had the ability now to understand Al Chochmah, the ability to be done in everything. So it's true that when Shlomo HaMelech finished up the Psak Din of the two women and the baby, so he probably had a tremendous geshmak, and he probably had a moment of satisfaction. But apparently, that's a moment of satisfaction. But the simcha he had when he woke up and he said, now he's an ambassador of all the simcha, that was a greater moment of simcha. So Ramban says that's what the Ramban is developing of that idea. Now, once you say that, so then the understand that means that when the Ramban goes on to say, and that's the simcha of Bigomer Shel Torah, then the idea is that the simcha of Bigomer Shel Torah is not that I accomplished the whole year of Shtayim Bepir Chatagim and Simchas Torah, and it's not that I finished one Masechta. The simcha is that now that I've gone through Kol HaTorah Kula, so the next time I go through it, I'll have a greater, more insight. Now that I've finished the Masechta, so when I finish the Masechta, now there's a parsha that opened up to me. And I go weiter with more understanding, with greater kelim, with greater insight. So that's probably why at a siyum, the first thing we do is to say Hadron. Right? That's the whole context of a siyum, to say, we're not leaving, we're coming back, it's going to come back to us, we'll come back to it. And it's becoming part of our thinking, part of our psyche. That's also probably why the minhag Ashkenaz is to make the simcha, the minhag Sfar is to be mesameach in Simchas Torah after they begin Brachos, right? And Aris and Ashkenaz is to be mesameach before Messiah. So the minhag Ashkenaz is in sync with this Ramban. We are celebrating the newness that we have. I speculated once that it's very hard to be sameach right after you lay the bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. It's very hard to have that party right then and there. And that's the pshat when the midrashim say that the sultan is mekatre and saying Kadosh Baruch Hu, they'll wrap it up and they'll finish the sefer bracha and they'll put the sefer Torah away. And then we open up Rashi's, so we are benatzeach the katri. So the word is that the issue over here is, do Klal Yisrael see Torah as something to accomplish, or do they see Torah as something which will give them insight and instill their, do they see their learning as something that ends, or do they see their learning as something which empowers? So that's what this Ramban is pointing out of here. That the simcha is the simcha of the Chochmas Elokis empowering us. The simcha is of being empowered to build the Beis HaMikdash. So that apparently is a human being can relate to that idea. They have a new koyach, a new way, a new potential. That's the simcha. The Chochmas is the Hayyotzim, he calls it. It's a very important yesod. Now, let's just begin. The Ramban on the Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Aleph, at least to get the framework. This is it. The Chav Dalet Aleph Ramban is part of the Ramban's general approach of a Muktub Mu'uchar LaTorah. Machlekes Rashi Ramban. According to Rashi, the Gemara Pesachim says a Muktub Mu'uchar LaTorah. So according to Rashi, that is the Yisod in Torah, and therefore Rashi will apply it several times that in Muktub Mu'uchar LaTorah that things can be out of chronological order. For example, when it comes to upcoming parshas, Truma Tetzava, so and Kisisa, right? So Rashi understands that Truma Tetzava, you have to understand what it means, but it sounds like from Rashi that he's saying Truma Tetzava really followed the Cheder Ego. That Truma to Tetzava to some extent were a the response to the Chet HaEgel, that really, in terms of the events right now, we should fast forward to Truma, to Kisisa, and finish up Matan Torah. Rashi says in this week's parasha also that what's happening at the end of Mishpatim is another aspect of what happened in Parashas Yisro. And the Ramban and Rashi is in several other places that the Torah will go out of order. And the Ramban says absolutely not. Ramban says the Gemara in Pesachim points out that there are two parashas, one at the beginning of Midbar, and one also a little later on thinking about Midbar, where the Torah clearly says that this took place on this date. So that's what the Torah is saying. In those cases where the Torah explicitly says that the dates are not in chronological order, in Mukum Mukum Torah, the Torah can take that liberty. But if the Torah doesn't say it, then the Ramban's Yisoid is that we have to assume it's all done in the Keseder. So if we look at this parsha, so the end of Mishpatim, Ve'el Moshe Am, at the beginning of Perikam Dalet, Ve'el Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem, Atom V'Amar, Yinodah Be'viyu, V'shiv M'zikni Yisroel, V'shtach Misa Me'rachok, and the Pasuk Beis, Moshe goes up alone, Pasuk Gimel V'yavo, Moshe V'yisaper La'om, is called the Rei Hashem, it's called the Mishpatim, V'yan Kol Om Kol Echad V'yom Kol Advar Mashadib Hashem Na'aseh. So when did this happen? Vayichtov Moshe is called the Rei Hashem Yashkim HaBoiker, and he builds him his Beyach, and they bring oil to his Vachem Shlomim, and Pasuk Zayin V'yikach Sefer Abris V'yikur Bosnei Hashem Om, V'yom Kol Hashadib Hashem Na'aseh V'nishma. When all this happened. So Rashi's approach is that we are now going back to the week before Matan Torah, to the Wednesday before Matan Torah. And according to, and Parshas Unemra Kodem Aseres Adibros, Ubin Dalet Besiva Nemulo Alei. So we've gone through Aseres Adibros, we've discussed some of the halachas that were revealed during Aseres Adibros, and now we are going back to emphasize something that was not emphasized in Parshas Yisro. Parshas Unemra Koidim Aseres Adibros. And this is going on Wednesday. On Wednesday we say Na'aseh B'Nishma. The Sefer Abris is the Sefer that was written from Bereishis all the way till Matan Torah. And the Rashi stress includes tomorrow. So, and according to Rashi, the korbanos were brought before Matan Torah. The sprinkling of the blood was on before Matan Torah. And this vision of Livnas Asaper gets Mashon is all before Matan Torah. So then, at the end, it says, "V'yeh Hashem Moshe Alei Elai Hara V'yeh Shom Ve'etnu L'chaz Luchos O'Heaven V'Torah Mitzvah Shevesapti Lo Yroisam." This is already after Matan Torah. So, post between Aleph and Yud Beis, we go back to Matan Torah, and then after Matan Torah, then Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for the 40 days. So Ramban says, quotes Rashi, and he says, "V'ein ha'parshos bo'z kesidron v'loy kemashvon klal." Va'oyksev, va'yavo Moshe v'yisapu la'om is called Nivrei Hashem is called Mishpatim. She'im ha'Mishpatim va'ela aksuvim la'malo. She'omar ben va'ela Mishpatim she'tosim lifneim. Ki einenu nachon she'yishe al Mishpatim she'mitzavu b'nei noyach. V'she'nemu lem b'moro she'par shamu v'yodu oisam. V'lo yomar v'yisapu ela v'chandoshes asher yagin. Ukarhetim liros, Rabbi Avram Shapirish Indian Kisidroi. He says, however, the Ibn Ezra has already explained these parshas in the order which they appear. The Omar, ki adheina sefer bris, vine a parshas kulon bois kohoyin. So he says that the sefer bris is the parsha of Mishpatim. Now everything fits in. Ki achar matan Torah miyad boi miyoyim. So it was the Vav Siman. Boy be yoy omar Hashem al voyshe koy say mar ben Yisrael atem risim in shemaim di barti machem. Rabban's approach is that maftir of Parshas Yisrael says before by yamayda omay rachoy gomoshe nigash el rafel asher shomo elikim after a series of dibros by yoyim Hashem al voyshe, then on the day, kiboy b'yoyim, on the day of Matan Torah, he says, atem risem ki min ha-shemayim dibarti imachem. V'izchil lachzor v'lazir ala v'edazor v'leisasun iti. And right away he begins chazara. That's the importance of chazara. Mamash, on the day of Matan Torah itself. V'izchil lachzor v'lazir ala v'edazor v'leisasun iti. V'tziva osov. This is all part of the first day after Matan Torah. And he completes discussing the some of the halachas of the Zohar which they're going to have. After he finished teaching this, then he says, Alei El Hashem Atovi Arun. Now, this Parshas Mishpatim is all on the day of Matan Torah. And as the Ramban explained in the Parshas Mishpatim, it's all elaborations of the Seres Nivris. Coming to Chav Dalet Aleph, the end of Mishpatim, after he finished discussing that, and he went back to discuss it with the Zohar. So then he says, Vel Moshe Mar, Alei El Hashem Atovi Arin v'izkira parsha ki Moshe also ki mitzvah Hashem, and then the parsha, that's what Moshe did. V'nigash Moshe levado el Hashem and uvol amachane v'yisapu lomus kol divri Hashem kashet tzivo yisoy koysim rab b'nei Yisroel. Right? So it says Kadosh Baruch Hu called him back up. V'nigash Moshe levado l'Hashem v'heim lo yigoshu v'om loy yalu imoy v'yom v'imoyshe v'yisapur lo om es kol nimri Hashem es kol ha-mishpatim. And then Moshe taught what we call Parshas Mishpatim. Eila mishpatim asher tosim lefneim. The Ramban says in point of heart, v'yikiblu kol ha-om b'simcha. So again, the Ramban understands, it's such a yisoy in the Ramban. He says, so when we say, Kol advar mesher diber Hashem nase. So according to Rashi, that's part of the nase v'nishma. According to Ramban, that happened already. This is Kabbalah b'simcha. That's why another time when Kadosh Baruch Hu was stressing that idea. V'omu kol mesher diber Hashem nase. V'atam kol advarim ha'ele kol advarim. Asher diber lecho Hashem nase, ki ma'aminim anachnu bidvarecha. So what were they saying? They said, kol ha'advarim asher diber Hashem nase, is we trust you. Why? What do we trust you? Because, as is described in the Mishnah Torah, there was a point when Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're mekabel and you teach us. The first two dibros that Klal Yisrael heard. But after that, Moshe heard by himself, And it says v'at tedaber elenu es kol asher yedaber Hashem elekeinu elecha v'shamanu v'yasinu v'yos kosam Moshe v'nei Moshe kosam yirus. So that's what they're saying. Kol advar m'shadib Hashem nase. It says we trust that Kadosh Baruch Hu actually gave you these halachas. You're not making this up. V'yos kosam Moshe v'nei Moshe kosam yirus v'asefer kol mashin etzdave. Right, as opposed to Rashi that says that this sefer is from gracious till Yisro, the Ramban says, like in Ezra, this sefer is Parshas Mishpatim. Kol Mashin Itzav Chukim Mishpatim V'Service V'Yishkim Aboyim Mimachras Hayoyim. And now on Zion Sivan, he gets up. And what does he do? Lechroislem Bris Alakoyu. So this, now here's a very interesting distinction between Rashi and Ramban. According to Rashi, the bris of Geirus took place before Matan Torah. And according to Ramban, the bris of geiris takes place after we call matan Torah. Right? Now, in principle, it can't be such a big distinction. In principle, they already had what we call mitzvahs kulis v'chamuras, right? Because according to Rashi, they had a Gemara, and according to Rabban, they had a Seres Adibras. All right? However, I think there's a very significant difference in the two approaches. We read Vayta and Rabban, that the bris, according to Rabban, is much different than a nas of additional kind of bris that according to Rashi. And that's what Rabban stresses. Lichrois lehem bris ala koil. It's all part of Kenis Lebris. It's all part of Geirus. According to Rashi, this took place before Matan Torah, so it may be a model for Geirus, but it isn't Geirus. Before Matan Torah. According to Ramban, it's conceivable that Al-Pidin, this is a form of Geirus. Conceivable. And then he says, V'kivu aleim ol lovo b'brisimo. So now, Kadosh Baruch Hu they accepted upon themselves to enter into a bris. Omru kol asher diva shem nasa v'nishma. So the nasa v'nishma, right, according to Rashi, the nasa v'nishma is the nasa v'nishma that we hear in Droshas all the time. Right? When a darshan is the nasa v'nishma, he's usually darshaning Rashi Shiva. Right? The whole idea of the asiyah before the shmir. Right, the whole idea of a certain, call it the black box Kabbalah, right, the blind Kabbalah. But according to Ramban, that's not what Nasa Manishma is. Nasa Manishma is a huge chunk of learning already. Again, it's a small percentage, but it's a huge chunk. And they certainly have heard Aseres Adibris already. And according to Ramban, the Aseres Adibris are the skeleton of Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Nasa Manishma is Kol HaShadibra Shem Nasa Manishma Elef. And the Ramban slips it over here that the Nasa v'nishma includes the acceptance of Nebuah. Right? Whatever you tell us, the Oz Zorak Aleim Chatzi Adam Kizos Os Abris Lova Yashinayim Bechalakim Shavim. This is a sign of bris to have two halves, two sides come together in equal parable. And after he's completed this, then he has to complete what Hashem Baruch Hu told him. Aleya tovi aron. And that's what it means. Vayaal Moshe Elohor. So in Pasuk Tesvav, Moshe is responding to Hashem Baruch Hu's Kishbaruch's request to pick up the Aseres Adibros. Mizel Shomar v'yam Moshe v'Aaron nadaviu v'asa od mashetziva v'nigash levari l'Hashem. Who Shomar v'yava Moshe v'soche onon? Hinei masa bris v'yema mochas l'matan Torah. Right. So according to the Ramban. Again, the detail is a little bit different. According to Ramban, so Moshe Rabbeinu, now the day after Matan Torah, the day of Matan Torah is the events of Yisra. The day of Matan Torah is Parshas Mishpatim. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu calls him back up, and he comes back down to do what we call the Bris. The Bris takes place the day after Matan Torah. After the Rekabel the Bris, he goes back up, the point of which is now to spend 40 days there. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will now explain to him more of the Torah, obviously. And he'll come back down with the Luchos after the 40 days. The Ramban has a beautiful Lashon over here. He keep on going down. V'reisi v'machilta sh'nechuku b'dov v'yesha omo sh'yukoydem matan Torah v'chamishi. The Omar Lehem, right? So then the Ramban says, this is a very important idea. The Ramban says that this machloikis that he has with Rashi is a machloikis Tanah. So when the Ramban argue strongly the idea of a mukta mukha matora, and he says, but he's holding that that is a machlekes tana. He's paskening a machlekes tana. So he said, according to Rashi, according to Matan Torah B'chamishi, va'omol lehem atem kshurim tfusim vanuvim. You already are wrapped up with him. Mochar bu'u b'kamlo lechem tkola mitzvahs. Rav Yoisi b'yuda amar, boi b'yoyim nasu kola masim, klom b'yuda liachar Matan Torah. So the Rashi, according to Rashi, he says, we're already connected. Kshurim tfusim vanuvim. That's different than already having received and already having a safer abris in hand. Anias Daiti, so this Ramban, the difference between the Ramban and the Rambam, I think, between the Ramban and Rashi, I think, is what the Rav used to refer to as we are different because we are a covenantal community. The Rav's observation was not the Rav's chiddush. I've heard that's a comment that historians make, that the Jewish people introduced into the world of thought the idea of having a covenant with God. And what does that mean? I think what it means is the following. I think what it means is, and the Ramban points this out in Pasuk Chofei. Pasuk Chofei, the Ramban says, "Va'avadat the Torah, va'avadat v'sashem lekeichem, uveirach eslach mecho v'esmei mecho v'asiroisi machlo nikirbecho." The Torah goes back to warn us about the Isra Avodah Zarah. If I invite them and you'll serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Torah slips in, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. V'irachas lachma mi'echa v'yasiris mi'echa mi'kibecha. So that seems to be out of context of Mishpatim. We have other mitzvahs, and Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stop and say, by the way, you'll do this mitzvah, I'll take care of you. He says, after Avodah Zarah, he says, and he says, "Leisiyah b'shakela makomer etzecha." They say, "Moshe yishalach l'fanecha amoisi kolam azeh." So the Ramban explains that this is a specifically addressed to Avodah Zaraniks, because Avodah Zaraniks they relate to particular gods. In point of the beginning of Chafei, "Kavonas akosav b'zezeh, but yeroyd oim neved zara yakiru v'yedu ki Hashem enichmudu l'kei alikim v'adon edonim." So Ramban says most of the Zoronics appreciate that there is appreciate the idea of monotheism. They appreciate that there is an omnipotent and God who is full control. Elamah, they believe that if they'll worship the sun will bless their produce. They believe that if they worship the moon, they'll have good water. So the Ramban says, this is such an important Ramban, because we often speak about the concept of Yichud HaBoireh. So the Ramban says, this is the beginning of understanding the importance of Yichud HaBoireh. Because he says that most of the Zoronics, they accept the monotheistic God. But they have other gods that they think will help them out. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying over here, that's not how it's going to work. You have to understand there's one God, you cannot serve them, lo sishtach v'l'leyeyim, lo yisav deyim, lo yisav v'l'leyeyim, you have to destroy them, you can only serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to believe, v'veirach eslach mecha, v'esmei mecha, v'esmei yisav mecha v'kir mecha. And if you think that the gods, there are other gods who will take care of Mishakela, and their fertility gods, wrong. Lo yisiyim mishakei lo gertz, if you serve me, I'll take care of things. It's mitzvah yimech amalei. So Ramban is saying, and again, you begin to get an appreciation for this Ramban when the Gemara speaks about how when paganism is rampant, it is very difficult to pull yourself away from it. So the second base, in the first base of Mikdash. When paganism is rampant and there are people, not people, there are nations, there are large groups of people who are hedging their bets on anything which is important. Right? So it becomes extremely attractive to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Adonai. But to hedge your bets, and in God's world, to accept the idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam commissioned paganistic God to take care of your water. And philosophically, the amount that you have to lose versus what you have to gain is very, very little. Because you're still serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commissioned certain things out. So you understand why Avodah Zarah can be overwhelmingly attractive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's insistence is that it requires emunah. Right? It's only when paganism is not rampant that we see ourselves as having the easy ability to easily stay away from it. That's what Chazal did in the second base of Mikdash. Now, so what the Ramban is pointing out of here, apparently, it seems, the Ramban is saying that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that there will be Avodah Zarah, and those Avodah Zarah will not demand anything of you other than appealing to them. They're not going to demand any behavior. The what you conceive of as the Avodah Zarah of Shemesh and Tavua, you're not going to have to do anything for the Shemesh. All you're going to do for the sun is ask the sun for Tavua. The worship of the sun is simply asking the sun for it. The worship of the moon is asking the moon for water. And any service, I believe this is what I understand, I believe it's correct, that any service which centers around the worship of the sun is centering around getting the tefillah from the sun. Any worship that centers around the god of fertility is getting fertility. Right? So now, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that's not the way. That's taking it. What Kadosh Baruch Hu introduced into the world is a bris. A bris means, in this context, a bris means that we're not going to discuss mayim and lechem. We're going to discuss functioning, behaving in a certain way. So the world credits that chiddush to Klal Yisrael, to Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? And I think that's the idea when the Rav speaks about having a covenant, having a bris, that's what he means. It means that we are negotiating with the Melech Malchei Melachim, who controls everything and has control over everything and doesn't commission control out, and then he wants control over the vastness of our behavior as well. So the Ramban is, that is a crucial idea that is introduced according to Ramban in the Parsha and the Mishpat. According to Rashi, the Bris is the bris of Geirus. It's the bris of Nasa Menishma. It's a commitment. Literally, Nasa Menishma. It's always Darshan Mat. Right? According to Ramban, since it's after Matan Torah, and we already have received the skeleton of Kol HaTorah Kula, so Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that he's introducing to us the bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam is a different kind of a bris. It's the bris of us accepting uh, 613 plus behaviors and beliefs, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu being in control uniquely. That's the idea of Yichud HaBoyer. L'chayra, that's the significance. I'm only scratching the surface, obviously. But the significance of Yichud HaBoyer. Because Yichud HaBoyrei is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you see the significance of Yichud HaBoyrei, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu introduces it right after he's completed telling us about the time, he goes back to Avodah Zarah. These are the Laniyas Daiti. The reason he goes back to the Isra Avodah Zarah, he's already discussed at the end of Parshas Ben Yisra, is because now he's introducing the bris. The post-Matan Torah bris. Why do you need a post-Matan Torah bris? Well, he already said in Parshas Yisrael that we're going to do everything because Baruch Hu told us to do. He said it once already. He gave us Torah already. Right? We already are shaking in our boots. We already had a Gilui Lakos. So that's what I think according to Ramban is happening. According to Ramban, Kodesh Baruch Hu is now stressing an entirely new concept in the history of the world. So he goes back to explain at the end of Mishpatim. And I've taught you, yes, there's a difference. Now I want you to understand what I'm teaching you. I want you to understand that we are going to be fundamentally different than any other thought that has come to the world until now. And that's what he introduces. Until now, it's different. Now it's going to be a total engagement. So that's what the Rabban is stressing. He says, according to Rashi, Kishurim, Anubim, we were connected. We had some mitzvahs, tusim, we were chapped by each other. But that's the idea of being tied with each other. But according to what Ramban is saying, according to Ramban's understanding, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the bris is, as the Ramban stresses, v'kibu aleim od lavo b'brisimo. What do you mean, kibu aleim od lavo b'brisimo? What's kol ha'shadiv Hashem nasa? What's nasa v'nishma? That's the word. Kol ha'shadiv Hashem nasa. It means that we have kol ha'dvar v'shadiv Hashem. That we understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu was asking us for an overwhelming overhaul of everything that we do. He's not just asking us to ask for very certain specific blessings. Good. So I think that's an important malach over here.